Football on off the ball.
Toby, I just did a little bit of standoffish, to be honest. And I just said that to the lads in the dressing room. We're getting too much respect. And for me, on a football pitch, when you give teams too much respect, it's a fear. Yeah, didn't like it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Sharon, what's next week going to be like? Because 4 weeks is a really weird time between games, between the finals. So to kind of punch that time in, what's it like now as we get a week out from the game?
Look, to be honest, I suppose ourselves, like, we're kind of knuckling down and, you know, we're kind of getting our heads focused into the game and we're not focusing on the occasion itself, we're focusing on the match. And I think, to be honest, the past 4 weeks are actually, like, great, because like you can recover within the 4 weeks, do you know what I mean? You can work on things over the few weeks, whether it's retaking sidelines, and do you know, you can really focus on the match itself, like, do you know. So I think, to be honest, ourselves, we really did focus on our recovery and, do you know, little things like over the last few weeks. So to be honest, we're really enjoying the build up. As I said, we have the heads down now, like, do you know, we're really focused on what's at hand, like, do you know, like we set our goals at the start of the year, like we got to the final four, now we're down in the final two. So I suppose, like, it's whoever wanted the most on the day, like, will hopefully get over the line.
When I have the worst question possible, because Mairead's joined us here as well. How good has Mairead been for you this year?
Oh, sure, look, to be honest,
she won't answer that, so you can answer it.
Mairead now is just different gravy, to be honest, is if I had to say a phrase. Look, in fairness, like, it's the movement, you know, it's everything. Like, Mairead trains the way she plays, and I think that just says it all. When you hit the ball in, you just know Mairead, you know. And I suppose, look, I won't give away much over than that. Everyone will see for themselves when it comes to the All-Ireland final, you know. But as I said, Mairead trains the way she plays, and that's, you know, that's why she's getting player of the match and everything like that, which is absolutely brilliant. Like,
Mairead team, that's the perfect introduction for you to come in on this. So why don't you say something nice about what Sharon has done? Because I think back, let me think back to the semi-final, right? Because Sharon was one of those players who was like leaving the tank totally empty to make sure he got over the line at the end of the game. Like, just watching that on, I didn't have to go through the heat he were going through in Newbridge and the nerves of probably the last few minutes. But bloody hell, what the last 15 minutes of that game against Antrim?
Yeah, it was. I don't think I've ever been in a match like it, to be honest with you. Just with the, I suppose, the build up to it, the heat of the day itself, and just trying to hold out for that last 15 minutes. But Sharon, it was fantastic that day. She was asked to do a job. She'd obviously been playing kind of midfield for the majority of the year and had been doing a really, really good job out in midfield. But the lads asked her to do a man marking job, and she pulled it off massively. Would have been my contender maybe for player of the match.
Right.
potentially robbed it off here. Sorry. But did a fantastic job that day, like that. And I think that's, I suppose, part of, I suppose, the team that we have this year, that girls are willing to do that, you know, you're asked to do something for the team and you just do it for the team, like, and like that. You're asked to do a job, you do it. That's the main thing. So yeah, no, in fairness to Sharon, had been absolutely flying it at midfield, and I know she prefers the wide open spaces out there than maybe the corner back, but yeah, did an absolutely fantastic job that
well
day.
Wide
yeah.
open spaces, Croke Park, to look forward to now. I know you'll go and have a look midweek and maybe get a puck round and so on. It's going to be new to all of you though. I mean I don't know what the experience is going to be like. Do you get really excited about playing at Croke or Mairead?
I would, like, sure, look, you have to. It's Croke Park, it's it's where you want to play, it's where you're looking at all the matches on the telly, like, you want to play there, and you have to be excited about it. Like, I know it's going to be a massive occasion for Offaly Camogie and for all of us as individual players, and we do have to manage that to a certain degree as well, like, but I suppose the inner child is like, woohoo, we met it there, you know, we're going to play there, and you just have to look forward to it as well. Like, it's I suppose, an occasion maybe that doesn't come around too often, so that is part of it as well, that you do manage, I suppose, the expectations, manage the nerves, but also look forward to it and enjoy the whole thing.
I think you have to, because, yeah. I mean, you're reminded of the hard days. Like, you think of the Cork game last year, we were so close to winning that semi-final, didn't, getting relegated by Down the year before. Like, they're the days that hurt as a player, and these are the days you should be able to go out and enjoy.
Yeah, definitely. Like that, we've been in an awful lot of, harder days there with Offaly for a long time, and it is just like the girls getting to the semi-final last year and being unlucky not to get over the line, I suppose, drives it on kind of that for this year, like that is it's just brilliant to be there, and you have to enjoy it. Like, I suppose that's why we play Camogie at the end of the day, is you enjoy Camogie, like you enjoy playing, like, do you know, you enjoy the sport, enjoy the whole just being able to play it. And I think that's it is massive when you get to those big occasions to enjoy it as well. Yeah,
I'm glad Sharon's sitting between us when I ask you this question. Yeah. But 2 weeks ago, were you supporting Tip?
Oh God, no.
No, really?
Oh no, I'm okay. No, absolutely not. No.
It'd be okay if you were. Yeah. Like, is there any kind of conflict around the area? Like, because, like, again, for anyone who's probably not familiar, it's like you've got Moneygall playing the Tip Championship. And you've also got, like, the soccer team playing Tip there as well. And it's kind of an enclave at the bottom of Offaly. Mm. Like, it'd be understandable if you had some kind of leanings toward that.
Yeah.
Or were you raised in an Offaly house and that's just the way it is?
Yeah, raised in an Offaly house. We were always Offaly. Now, my mother is Tip, okay. But we're trying to get that out of her. Slowly succeeding. But, look, we had two of our club mates, Joe and Shawnee, were on the panel. And, look, you'd wish them well, absolutely. But, you'd still wouldn't be shouting for a Tip.
Fair enough.
They were, in fairness to them, on the day they deserved the win, to be fair to them as well. Like, they were the better team on the day, and I suppose something I like in a team, like, they worked for each other, like, they worked hard for each other, and they did deserve it on the day, so you wouldn't begrudge them.
It's okay to be a well-wisher rather than a supporter. Sharon, you've got a Tip management team, they're here at the moment as well, but David was telling me that it's like he'd be as happy if he were to win as if his own team had got over the line 2 years ago when they were in the intermediate finals. So obviously they've bought into this massively as well.
Okay.
Yeah, Grant. Look, to be honest, in fairness, the management came in last year and we kind of built our relationship with them over the past few years, and I suppose, look, it does take that time, and as Mairead said as well, like, we all make our sacrifices for the team, and, you know, like, we all look out for each other, we all support each other in the end, and, you know, even our families and friends and everything like that, they're always going to be there for us, like, you know, through the tough days and through the good days when you go home from training and you might not have trained well and you went home, and, you know, they're the ones that are there for you. And look, I think we all win together and we're all united as a bunch and we all lose together. And yeah, look, in fairness, like, hopefully come all Ireland final day, we'll all we'll put the heads down and we'll see who gets over the line on the day.
I've asked you all about this, but just what would it mean to get back to senior level, because you've experienced it now, like the down of coming down and now hopefully going back up. Like, what would it mean if 2026 you're waiting for the draw for the senior championship as opposed to intermediate?
Yeah, look, to be honest, you always want to compete at the highest level, like, you know, I think, to be like, those tough days really do stand to you, and all those experience, emotions, feelings, like, you know, you have to start at the bottom of the ladder to get back up to the top. So look, to be honest, we're going to focus on next weekend, and hopefully next year we might be looking at the senior championship, but it's best luck to Kerry and best luck to ourselves next weekend.
15 and 16 years ago, two of your club mates went up and lifted the trophies for the Premier Junior and for the Intermediate. Were you watching home, were you watching in Croke Park, where were you?
I was watching at home now. I was watching at home now, but yeah, look, it's absolutely brilliant, and the fact that Camogie's being publicised so much now is absolutely brilliant, and that it's being televised, and I know my own granddad will be sitting at home watching it on the telly now next week, and the commentary will be brilliant, and it's hopefully that a lot of people get behind Camogie now and drive it on, and it's a big Camogie weekend now next weekend, and even having college mates that are playing on the teams that are playing junior and senior as well on that day as well. So yeah, look, to be honest, we're really looking forward to it.
And for you, how important has the college been? Because, look, this is high-level performance, and it's a league final, or it's your All-Ireland final, but, like, you've been to the very top of the mountain at college level. How important has that been for your development?
Look, to be honest, I was absolutely delighted and privileged to be a part of the setup that it was, and I suppose if I was to describe it in one word, it was a wholesome setup, like the girls in there, and it was brilliant to be able to come back in then with the county girls and, I suppose, share those experiences and share the intensity that, you know, you had at the college level, and, you know, getting to the Ashburn weekends and winning back to back, like, it was absolutely brilliant. And in fairness, we have a good few girls involved with the college as well, and it's great, like, to be exposed to the different setups and being able to meet different people across the counties as well, which is great, like. But yeah,
well, look, I don't want to get shot by your management, because you're about to fail each in your last challenge game before this comes out. You know, given that we're broadcasting an area where both teams are playing, please don't any of you injure each other tonight would be my only piece of advice. And for you, Mairead, just on a very final one, what would it mean for you to become an All-Ireland champion next week if, touch wood, that's what happens?
It would mean everything, like, it's something you dream of. You know, when your child is getting to an All-Ireland final, playing Croke Park, winning it, and like that, it is a dream. Like, and to be able to do that with Offaly would just be, yeah, an absolute dream come true. And to play, like, we have a fantastic bunch of girls in with us this year. Like, there's girls there, and I suppose as well, to a nod to the girls that have gone before us as well. Like, yeah, those the ones that were successful, but also the girls that put in massive effort throughout the years and were involved in teams that just weren't successful, and just, you know, like, there's been serious effort put in over the years in Offaly Camogie, and I suppose, yeah, it's just we've a really nice bunch of girls in this year, and everyone's putting the shoulder to the wheel, and yeah, just would be absolutely brilliant if we could get over the line. So yeah, fingers crossed.
Well, look, I'm slightly envious. The sun has come out just in time for the start of the game. The pitch was rolled just before you came in. It's been cut earlier today as well. Perfect conditions, and best looking Croke Park next week. Thanks a million.
Thanks a million.
All Ireland final week. What's it like? I mean, we're here at O'Connor Park at the moment, and people will probably hear the grass being cut in the background. The sun is out currently. As we talk, we're 9 days out from an All-Ireland final. This must be the best possible feeling, is it?
It's just unbelievable. Like, and I think just since the last match, having the 4 weeks of preparation just to enjoy the build-up has been brilliant. And yeah, training has been going really well. Everyone's just buzzing around the place, and just brilliant. Like, it's still hard to believe that we're actually there next week. Mm. You know, that's everything you dream of, like, since I was a young girl. Like, that's what you're aiming for. So it's just brilliant now that we're there, and it's only a week away.
Yeah. Look, I suppose you've been through the full range of emotion, really. You were telling me coming on the panel about 6 years ago, so the time when you were fighting for your lives at the time, both league and championship, and then a couple of years ago, the championship senior run came to an end and you were relegated, and you were down in Division 3 of the league before they kind of restructured it. So you've kind of seen the downs, and now hopefully the ups back up on this panel.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, back when I was starting in the panel, like, we had the likes of Michaela Morgan back in, them girls, so it was great to be in at that time, to be able to look up to them. And, you know, even in the downs, like, there was always positivity in the camp, and we were always aiming to get back up. So I suppose just being there the past few years and being able to get back training and get back up to the level that we want to be is great, and we're finally back there. So hopefully we can go the full way now and go back up to senior.
Dare I ask, 15, 16 years ago, when those players like Michaela, when she was captain of the intermediates, were you watching on the stands? Or
yeah, of course. It was actually Joachim, my uncle, was managing them at the time. So I remember after they won, going up to Kelly's house and just enjoying the celebrations with them. Like, and it's just mad to think that it's the roles are reversed now and I'm in that position. So yeah, it's great.
Good stock. Like, I presume there was no doubt you were going to hurl for the county at some point when you come from that type of family.
I suppose,
line.
Yeah, that's what I was always aiming for, so it was always pushed upon me. But no, it's obviously, it's great to be here, and it's always been a dream of mine to play here. So
Tell us about the year, because like last year it was kind of so near yet so far with the semi-final, losing out. And you know, even David said after the semi-final that the pain of that probably drove you a little bit coming into the season. Is that the case?
Yeah, 100%. And you know, that was the first year last year with the lads in, and I suppose coming in this year we had that base built. We knew then the management, we knew each other better, you know, so it was great to come in then. And yeah, just having that emotion, like, especially in the semi-final there, we knew like what was at stake, and we just knew we didn't want to go back to that place. And even for the final now, that'll be driving us on again, because it's not something that we want to experience again. So yeah, hopefully it'll stand to us.
And kind of like steps along the way as well, like winning the league, I presume, had to be a very helpful way to start out the season.
Yeah, 100%. And you know, getting to that winning streak back in April, it's like, it was some achievement by us, and just like that now, we know what it feels like to be winners, and hopefully that will drive us on next week, just seeing as we have that experience from April.
Has it been a slightly strange year? Because when that finished, you were in Shorts at that point. And then the Shorts controversy happens afterwards, and by the time Leinster comes round, Shorts get voted in, and then you're facing the championship with them as well. It's not been a very usual Camogie year, has it?
Yeah, no, it has. It has been different, and I suppose the Shorts and the Short thing was one thing, but we got there in the end. We got to wear a short, so hopefully next week now we'd be wearing the shorts.
Was there much of a talk in the panel? Because like the minors were obviously more affected by it the day they were in Dublin, and they had to go off the pitch and come back on and have that kind of horrible decision where it's like, we want to take a stand, but the same time we want to play in a final.
Yeah.
Did you have much talk among the senior panel here about it?
Yeah, I suppose like most of our panel did want to wear the shorts. So again, for us it was just about the choice. Like, there was a few girls who did prefer the skorts, but we were all about, you know, we were going to stand together and fight for what the panel wanted. We didn't have any events like the minors, but yeah, we did when we had to. We wore the skorts until we had to, and then we pushed on for the shorts.
So like the group stage, I mean, other than the trip up to Antrim, went pretty swimmingly, didn't it?
Yeah, up to in the championship round. Yeah. We went up the night before, we stayed up that night, and then the next day, unfortunately, we lost by 2 points. But we knew, like, we didn't play ourselves at all that day. We didn't play as we could, and Antrim just came out in the second half. They scored, I think, 1-5 in 5 minutes. They just hit us on the hop, and we were clawing back, and we got there, but we brought back to 2 points in the end. But it definitely wasn't a reflection of what we could play, and that's why going into the semi-final we knew that we had the beating of them. We just needed to believe that we could do it. And I think just like being able to claw back from that big lead that Antrim had in the group stages, it was like it gave us that belief again, like to believe we could do it. And yeah, we got there in the semi-final.
I presume as well days like that kind of bond you together to a certain extent as well. You've had a couple of long trips up to Ulster this year. I mean, again, that was an overnighter. Those type of trips, I guess, bond the panel, don't they?
Yeah, 100%. And even like that, going up the night before, you know, you have the whole evening to bond. So I remember up in Antrim that day, we did a table quiz, you know, with the group. And yeah, it's definitely, and even the bus journeys alone, like it's a great way to bond, and like, and you're, you know, you're sitting beside different people every week, and yeah, it's just great.
How do you feel about going to Croke Park? Because unfortunately Australia has probably taken away quite a few of your Rhinos players, and the others who maybe would have had that experience, it's going to be new to a lot of people on this panel.
Yeah, 100%. I don't think there's anyone on the panel who's played there before. But yeah, look, we're just going to have to try and forget about the novelty of the day up next Sunday, just focus on what's at hand and just getting the win, and then after we can celebrate being in Croke Park, I suppose.
Have you got up to have a look around yet, or is that middle of next week?
Not yet, that's next week, yeah. So we're going to do that on Tuesday, and hopefully then it'll give girls an idea of what's expected on Sunday, and we'll be more prepared then when we go into it.
How do your preparations look for the week coming? Like, how do you keep this off to one side and not think about it too much?
Yeah, I suppose just really keep myself busy. So there'll be a lot of coffee drank next week with the girls, and yeah, just lots of recovery going into the pool, I suppose, and yeah, just keeping busy is the main thing, keeping my mind off it as much as I can.
You've your last challenge game coming up here in about an hour's time, so you'd be hoping you won't pick up any knocks. That's the key probably for everyone now. Just no injuries really between now and then. All the hard work's done, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. Like, we're not gonna probably get any stronger, any fitter at this stage. It's just about ticking over and keeping the girls on the panel ready for next Sunday and keeping them fresh.
Kerry, like, I don't know how much you got to see. I got to see the stream because they were both on back to back that day. You would have been getting changed back in after the first game. Like, Patrice Diggan, everyone knows about her. Mm-hmm. But the Kerry team are quite good, aren't they?
Yeah, 100%. And like, we played them in the league earlier this year, so we know that they're no easy feat. Like, they're going to be a difficult side, and you know, you don't get to an All-Ireland for no reason. Like, so they're going to be a big battle. But look, we can only focus on ourselves, I suppose, and take our own learnings from the last day with Antrim and just bring them to the next game and hopefully push it over the line.
And you know, the Antrim performance, it is kind of character building what happened in that second half, because you got a good run of scores either side of half time. It felt like the job was probably done, and yet then you had to kind of defend it out towards the end very, very strongly to get over the line.
Yeah, 100%. And even on the day, like, it was so warm, like, so even the work rate of the girls out the field and everything was just brilliant. So hopefully that will stand to us as well. And just like, even it went down to a point, you know, in the end, and having to fight that back, you know, in the dying minutes of the game, just trying to keep it out. But look, we did it, and hopefully that won't happen again next week. It'll be so tight now, it probably will. All-Ireland finals are always tight, but yeah, no, hopefully that will stand to us. And it did build a lot of character, I'd say, in a few girls, even the girls that came on, you know, they did a great job, and they come on, they did their job. And yeah.
What would it mean to get back up to senior level? Because, you know, as you say, you were coming in at that level. It's only been a couple of years. Last year, you were very close to getting to a final. If, come the end of Sunday week, you're going up the Hogan Stand and picking up that trophy, what would it mean to be going back to senior again?
That's just where we want to be. Like, that's obviously, when we came down a few years ago, that wasn't easy. And coming back, we knew it was going to be hard to get out of the Intermediate Championship. And now the fact that we're so close to going back up, it would just be unbelievable. Like, as I said, that's where everyone wants to play, and play against the best, and, you know, improve yourselves as players then up there as well. So yeah, hopefully we can get back up.
Because I don't think you're too far away. Because I was chatting to Niamh Rockett yesterday, and she was saying that you played a challenge game earlier this year and you weren't too far off them. They're a team who got to an All-Ireland semi-final. So like, if they're able to compete at senior level and you're able to give them a good run in the challenge game, that goes to show there's a lot of potential in this group.
Yeah, definitely. And we still have a lot of young players, you know. There's the likes of Niamh Sheehy, Kay Pilkington, they're all only after doing, you know, their leaving certs, and Niamh's only in fifth year. So even in a few more years, like, they'll have come on leaps and bounds. And I know we might have lost a few in a few years, but yeah, we still have a really young panel and like great potential. So yeah, definitely in a few years we'll be putting it up to the bigger teams, hopefully.
Yeah, it's just scary to watch this team and see how many youngsters that were minors not that long ago are now already central members of your team. Family and all that, like, how does that pan work? I presume they've all got the tickets already sorted, do they?
Yeah, I think we're getting our tickets now tonight, but they're all just panicking where to sit, and hopefully they're all together, all awfully sitting together. But yeah, hopefully we'll have a good support up there next week. I know a lot of my family members are fighting for tickets anyway, trying to get up. So yeah, no, hopefully we'll get the support and that'll drive us on as well.
And just a final note of the day, probably a good thing that the Offaly Men's County Board decided to move the hurling games around for that day as well, because there would have been a lot of, particularly I think a lot of the South Offaly teams were playing that day. Yeah. I'm sure they would love to be in Croke Park, and now they've no excuse not to go.
Yeah, 100%. And you know, it's great to see. I think it's like a bit, it's a big it's a big statement to make to change the matches, so it's great. Like, we hope that all the hurlers can, you know, make it up to Croke Park, and even family members that maybe would have went to the hurling over the Camogie, maybe they can push on and get up to Croke Park and make it their business to be up there, because every little helps and every bit of support will drive us on that little bit more.
I'd agree, and look, I think you got to kind of ride the wave of emotion to a certain extent. The 20s, the hurlers getting up to senior level the last couple of years, you now want to do that with Camogie as well.
Yeah, 100%. And you know, this is the pinnacle of the year, and it's just what we want, where we want to be, and we want everyone out supporting us, get their colours out and drive us on then from the sidelines.
Look, the best look for next week, don't go in too hard in this challenge game against Laois. No one wants to get injured. I don't want to see either of the two teams get injured beforehand, and best luck getting ready for this week.
Thanks a million, Will. Thank you.